Africa's national parks are home to thousands of wildlife species, such as lions, elephants, and buffaloes. The protected areas are increasingly threatened by below-average rainfall and new public systems projects. Climate change is already worsening an extended period of severe dryness in eastern Africa. Increasing development, including oil drilling and agriculture, are hurting conservation efforts in protected areas, several environmental experts say. The at-risk parks are in Kenya, Tanzania, Mozambique, South Africa, Congo, and other countries. The parks not only protect plants and animals, they also act as natural carbon sinks. This means they store carbon dioxide and help reduce the effects of global warming. An estimated 38% of Africa's biodiversity areas are under severe threat from climate change and infrastructure development, said Ken Mwate. He is with the organization BirdLife International. Investors see the areas as ready for development, Mwate said, adding that the governments have some responsibility for that. Governments have opened the land in these areas for infrastructural development, he said. African nations are seeking to raise living standards and meet sustainable development goals, including access to clean water and food, economic growth, and improved public education. The effort leads some governments to start large building projects. Many of them are through foreign investments, especially from China. The proposed East African oil pipeline is an example. Uganda's government says the project can help lift millions out of poverty. However, the plan calls for the pipe to run through Uganda's Kidepo Valley, Murchison Falls, and windy, impenetrable forest. Such plans threaten species and have drawn criticism from climate campaigners. Population growth and the construction that comes with it have also added to the pressure on parks, conservationists said. But they add that replacing wildlife with infrastructure is the wrong way for economic growth. We have to have a future where wildlife is not separated from people, said Sam Shaba. He is the program manager at the Honey Guide Foundation, an environmental nonprofit organization in Tanzania. When people start to see that living with wildlife provides the answer to sustainable development, that's the game changer, Shaba said. Most of Africa's wildlife parks were created in the late 19th and early 20th centuries by colonial rulers. They fenced the areas and ordered local people to stay out. But now conservationists are seeking more inclusive policies for operating the parks. They seek the expertise of native communities that live around the parks and can help protect them, said Ademola Ajagbi. He is the Africa Regional Managing Director of the Nature Conservancy. The peoples of these areas are forced to move, such as the Maasai in Tanzania and Kenya, Twa and Mbudis in Central Africa, who for generations have lived with wildlife, said Simon Council. He is an advisor with Survival International. Africa is depicted as a place of wildlife without people living there, and this needs to change, he said. The effects of worsening weather conditions in national parks due to climate change should also not be ignored, experts said. A recent study carried out in South Africa's Kruger National Park linked extreme weather events to the loss of plants and animals. Drought has seriously threatened species like rhinos, elephants, and lions, as it reduces the amount of food available, said Philip Wandera. He is a former officer with the Kenya Wildlife Service, now teaching conservation at the Catholic University of East Africa. More intensive management of parks and removing fences that prevent species from traveling to wetter areas are important first steps to protecting wildlife, Wandera said. He added that financial help to support communities in and around parks would also help protect them. I'm Katie Weaver.